It's Tuesday, October 15th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
A witness tells Congress that John Bolton wanted White House lawyers alerted to Rudy Giuliani's Ukrainian efforts, reportedly calling it a, quote, drug deal. Meanwhile, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been hosting a series of confidential dinners with leading conservative politicians and pundits. And lastly, Target cuts their workers' hours after vowing to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
A former White House official told Congress on Monday that former National Security Advisor John Bolton was so disturbed by efforts to get Ukrainians to investigate Donald Trump's political opponents that he called it a, quote, drug deal. The New York Times reported Monday that Fiona Hill, once the top Europe expert in Trump's White House, testified that Bolton wanted no part of the Ukrainian effort that involved acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Quote, I am not part of whatever drug deal Rudy and Mulvaney are cooking up, Bolton told Hill. Bolton also was said to have referred to Rudy Giuliani as a, quote, hand grenade. In a separate account, CNN reports that according to their source, Hill testified during the same closed-door meeting that she saw, quote, wrongdoing related to the Ukraine policy and reported it, unquote. A new report from Politico claims that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been hosting a series of confidential dinners with conservative politicians and pundits. There's that liberal bias in social media in action. The off-the-record dinners have reportedly been held at Zuckerberg's homes with conversation topics that focus on, quote, free expression and, wait for it, unfair treatment of conservatives, according to a source familiar with the meetings. Earlier this year, Zuckerberg dined with Lindsey Graham, a critic of Facebook, who insinuated during a congressional hearing last year that the company is a monopoly, and with Fox News host Tucker Carlson, who said in May that Facebook is causing, quote, the death of free speech in America, unquote. Right-wing conservative outlets, including Fox, Breitbart, and Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire, however, have been some of the top publishers on Facebook, according to data published in May by the social media tracking firm NewsWhip.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
CNN reports that workers at Target stores across the nation are struggling to pay their bills after the company cut the total amount of employee working hours in preparation for raising its minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. Quote, I got that dollar raise, but I'm getting $200 less in my paycheck, said Heather, who works at a Target in Florida. She told CNN that she started at 40 hours per week, but that now Target is offering less than 20. Quote, I have no idea how I'm going to pay rent or buy food, she continued. Meanwhile, cuts in worker hours have also affected employees' eligibility for health benefits. Employees who work less than 30 hours per week are deemed ineligible for company health benefits at the start of Target's spring enrollment period. Last year was Target's best business year since 2005. Sales were up 5% and company stocks were up 4% since 2017, prompting Target CEO Brian Cornell to laud the company's, quote, successful, durable model, unquote. And now for what we're following today. Some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Donald Trump has declared he will sanction Turkey, a NATO ally of the U.S., for its attack on the Kurdish people in northeast Syria, an attack that took place after Trump greenlit the assault by withdrawing U.S. personnel from the area on October 7th. A major study by Pediatrics Medical Journal found that the rate of reported suicide attempts by Black American teens spiked between 1991 and 2017, even as the rate for teens in other racial and ethnic groups fell. On Monday, a Kentucky judge issued a temporary injunction restoring around 175,000 Kentucky voters classified as inactive. An October 10th lawsuit filed by the Kentucky Democratic Party argued that when the Kentucky Board of Elections put as many as 200,000 voters on an inactive list, it infringed on their right to vote. And finally, a spoiler alert for tonight's Democratic debate in Ohio. All the candidates will have the same opinions about Medicare for All they had at the last debate.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon live or later wherever your podcasts are found.